This is Skidmark Bob for Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3, and I'm speaking with
Carlos Africa.
And what's the current situation right now? What is it, September 28th, 2002, with MOVE?
Well, it's been since the judge Shelley Robin News during his custody hearing. She granted the father, John Gilbride, physical custody of the child to be taken, like, you know, over the weekend. And for years and years, Judge Rosenberg, the presiding judge that was on the case for 4 years, he had that John be given supervised visits, that his visits were supervised, and John had no problems with that. He would, you know, come to the supervised visits, you know, spend his time, you know, with his son, and leave.
Uh-huh.
And as this situation was, you know, I said, like, you know, going on for the 4 years, they came in with Shelley Robin News. The judge didn't know nothing about this case, and didn't do no, didn't even read the transcripts, never interviewed the child, the mother, psychiatrist, and none of that stuff, and just went on and granted John, despite, you know, this being Alberta's issues and arguments about, you know, John could not be trusted with this child by itself.
So it's currently a custody battle over a child, basically?
Yeah.
There's no other issues, like, in the past?
It's no other issue. People trying to make it seem like it was John Gilbride against MOVE. It was John. It was a custody battle between John and our sister Alberta and his son. And his son did not make his son made it clear to the judge that he did, you know, love his father, but he would not, you know, go anywhere alone with his father unless his mother was with him.
And how old is this child?
He's 6 years old.
6 years old. And are you guys, I heard...
He said that, I also want to point out that the child said he was scared to be with his father, you know, alone, without his mother being with him.
Right. So what's the current situation? I heard that they might be trying to get a warrant.
They may be trying to get a warrant, but as far as we know, right now, Alberta, you know, did a press conference yesterday. The news media interviewed her, seen her, spoke to her, and she expressed, you know, her feelings about the situation.
Are there currently police outside or any kind of barricading?
There's no obvious, as far as like parked out front of our house, police. They do drive around or stay in the corner, or, you know, then they'll move on for a while, come back, and just keep running around the neighborhood. But the ones that's present around the house is the news media.
Uh huh. So it's kind of a media circus, I would say, right now.
Yeah, that's more like what it could be called.
What are they saying? And because we're not getting hardly any news out here on the West Coast. Are they slanting the story anyway?
Well, they saying that they're not jumping at any conclusions, you know, about John Gilbride's death. But that there was a pending custody going on. And, you know, but that they're not going to jump to no conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And they did mention at one point something about some gambling debt. He was a gambler, some gambling debts he may have owed or something.
Well, yeah, because over here, the stuff that I read saying that the siege is happening again and this and that, last time they dropped the bomb, they did talk about the bomb being dropped and that stuff. But it seems like they're making it look like it's a big siege again over here on the West Coast, like there's cops out front with, you know, water guns and all that kind of thing again, but that's definitely not happening right now.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is there anything else going on that you would like to talk about? Like, how is MOVE going, or how are they dealing with the city these days?
Well, as far as with the commissioner and the police captain and other officials and the mayor, we made our position clear that we wasn't giving the child up. That's when MOVE, you know, came, you know, and got involved in the situation. And at the time we boarded up our windows, and wasn't making, allowing no one to come in. And yesterday was the first day that the media did come in the house and, you know, interview Alberta.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the situation, the mother and the father, it's mostly John Gilbert's father, that he's the one that I've been instigating this whole situation all along. He's the one that encouraged his son to leave Alberta, to leave his son, and, you know, and edged him on, you know, during his custody hearing to try to get, you know, full custody of his son. And despite all the years of, you know, of my sister going battling in court for her son's, you know, the custody of her son, John Gilbride was, you know, he was content with, you know, coming and seeing his son, even though it was supervised visits. And it was getting to a point that they was getting along. And he was starting to show, you know, like, you know, harmony with the boy and the mother. And despite that, the father wasn't content with that. He wanted full custody because he was one of the ones that came to court and asked for full custody and said that Alberta was a MOVE member and that her son's life was in jeopardy or in threat because he was under the guidance of the MOVE organization, which had nothing to do, you know, with this custody battle. Her son, John Gilbride, lived in this house for many years, you know, with us.
Right.
And he never had any complaints. He never accused us of attacking him or trying to hurt him or putting his life in jeopardy. Okay? But this is the stuff that his father is trying to use to try to get custody of this child. And to this day now, just today I heard on the news that they quoted his father saying that he's proud of his son for standing up to MOVE.
Huh.
He wasn't standing up to MOVE. When he used to come to see that child, he used to come to a MOVE house to see his son for the supervised visits, and not once was John ever attacked or jumped on or beat up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just, you know, these people playing these word games and trying to make a situation out, you know, you know, plant seeds in people's heads, like, you know, we the instigators, the perpetuators, you know, the bad guys, as they say. But Jack Gilbride, he's the one. He's to blame for all this here. You know, since John, from the first time that John married, they found out that he was married to Alberta, and her being a black woman, they was against it. They treated her nasty. I mean, they say, you know what I mean? They with that racism because she was black. They out and out, you know, I told that they have preferred if he had married a white woman John's age.
Right.
But this was John choosing. He was a man. He should, you know, he should have been able to decide and choose for himself. But this is the kind of stuff he was up against.
Now,
his family never gave him any encouragement to be the father and the husband that he should have been, you know, to my sister and her son.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they went, you know, and kept implanting this, you know, this stuff in his head and this racism and stuff. They put him in a situation. They made him make a choice between Zach, the mother, or them, which was his parents. They put him in that situation. You know, they put him in that situation. And it's a damn shame, man. You know, one time he went down there to Virginia to visit him. And you know what they did? They locked him in a bathroom and had a priest in there trying to deprogram him. Because they thought that we deprogrammed his mind or something and turned him against him. But he went down there to visit him. He went down to visit him. And they would come up here to visit him. But this is the kind of stuff they was constantly doing to him. You know what I mean? And driving them crazy. Driving them crazy. Because they're supposed to be his parents, and they're going totally against everything that he ever did in his life, which is to find a good wife, to have a good child, a healthy, strong, healthy child like they have, and then to have them constantly, you know, putting all this stuff in his head about his wife and child and her religious belief.
Right. Now, you said that there was several court appearances about the custody issue. Now, did they bring MOVE into that court issue?
For what?
Did they bring MOVE into that court issue, saying that he was unsafe being in the MOVE house, all that kind of thing? In some of the court battles?
Yeah, some of the hints, yeah. I mean, they, one of the things they kept using was that she's a movement. And, like, that was automatically supposed to prejudice the judge or whatever. And them, for the judge to hand the kid over to them. And this they started this from the beginning of the custody hearings, when even before the trial began, back over 4 years ago. And that didn't work. And when it finally was put in Judge Rosenberg's hands that he deal with the whole trial, for the 4 years that he overseen his trial, he never granted John unsupervised visits. And he visited Judge Rosenberg. He visited my sister's house. He came there while John was there, had a visit with Zach and Alberta.
Hmm.
And this is the way he had it, and it was not to be changed. And this Shelley Robin, new judge that they appointed, came in from nowhere. And let me tell you this. She was not supposed to change the custody status that was, you know, supervised visits, unless John requested it. And John never requested it to her. She did it upon herself. And her name is Shelley Robin Noose.
And who's she?
She's the judge that they appointed after Judge Rosenberg. Judges are doing his custody battle. And she came out of the clear blue skies and just changed the custody status of the child and the mother.
And when did this take place?
This took place July 31st.
Is there any other issues going on with MOVE? How is MOVE doing these days?
Well, we stand our position. We staying strong. And we have, you know, nothing that, you know, to hide from. I mean, our position is clear.
Right.
You know, everybody sees us. Everybody knows us. I mean, we have more support now than we ever have. People's out in front of our house 24 hours a day since this stuff started, you know, July 31st.
So how many people you think are out in front of the house supporting you guys?
Well, sometimes they may be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 at a time.
Is there any numbers that people can call or anybody to help support MOVE at this time?
Yeah, this number here, that the one that you just dialed.
Okay.
Or
that's 215 area code 387-4107.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for talking with me and Carlos Africa. Thank you for talking with me.
I appreciate you calling, you know, and asking about it. All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right, on the MOVE.